All right, everyone. It is the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Uncanny Valley with City of Broken Dreamers. We are back. Oh, yeah. So let's go ahead and get started. DP's here.
What's that?
Okay, you can try. Don't make me come over there. What? Excuse me. Why? What are you gonna do? Just you... Holy shit. Just you wait. Continue. I'm waiting. Well, here I am, Spooky. Give me that. That's mine, bitch. Just one more drink. Gotta make up for lost time. Oh, yeah, by the way, he told her that he doesn't drink anymore, but... I told him, fuck it. And he picked it up anyway. Fine, ass. Fine, you ass. And since you surprised me already, I think we can lose the clothes. Last time I tried to be sexomantic. You'll live and naked is where we're going anyway. Still fucking hot as fuck anyways, right? Do you even have to ask? Nope, lay your ass back. Time for this girl to play. Phew, nice. We need to drink together more. So Grim, you just staring or are we starting this shit?
Continue on.
Mr. Grim, you want me to call you Mr. Grim?
The fuck? Can call me Mr. Tibbs.
Hey, I happen to enjoy that. Yeah, I've done weirder. When sober, I shouldn't talk. All right then, Mr. Grim, now what?
Logo.
Well, it has been a busy day. I could just relax. Then lay the fuck back and relax already. Yes, ma'am. Now sit back, close those eyes, or watch. Don't matter to me. Just don't give me that weird look you do. Weird look? You know the one. I really don't. Whatever. Not like I give a fuck. You know, you treat me better than everyone I know. How fucked is that? Ignore that. Wow. Fuck me. Yeah. Sounds like she's calling for Cthulhu in there. What? Part of the plan, Mr. Grimm. From behind, hard, against a wall or some shit. Fucking pound me. That I can do. Prime fucking aces. So get on it. Maybe. Let me think on it. Don't think too hard, that's why we drink, Mr. Grimm. Let's use this floor. Carpet is handy. Get down here. Let me enjoy the view. You know that ass is awesome. You told me that before, fuckwit. Now enjoy the... show. Rather join in. You can, wait! Are you done? Because I need to play with this for a bit. God, you ass. What the hell? You made me wait. Why don't you just put it in me instead? Pushy, pushy. Damn straight. There you go. Oh, so you're enjoying yourself now? Never said I wasn't. Hey, I didn't say slow down. Of course! Phew, fuck me. Damn, I needed this. You and me both. Well, shit, now what?
Cowgirl.
Climb on top. Damn, guys like the Bronco. Yep. And why is that? Is it not obvious? Titties in the face, I should have known. Just get on there. Shit on me. I'm starting to think you're in some really strange stuff. Just shut the fuck up. Getting a rhythm here. Shit! See, it's better when you just shut the fuck up. Ugh. Less you talk, closer I am. You really know how to... What the hell did I say? Shut it, Mr. Grimm. Christ, fine. Here it comes. Fuck yes. Damn, great work as always. Gotta enjoy life while you can. Shit changes in an instant. That's why I like you. Live hard, play hard. Live fast, die young. Gonna fuck me to death? Just shut it and fuck me.
Against the wall.
You said something about behind? Thank you. About fucking time, Mr. Grimm. Now get that pasty white ass over here. On my way. You know what I fucking like, so fucking do it. Gentle caressing? Fuck off. Right, hard and fast it is. Don't want to get murdered in my sleep. I'll fucking do it too, don't test me. I know you would. Damn straight, now come and fuck me. On the other hand, you mother... Just kidding. Oh, fuck, that's it. Damn, you have tightened up. You really love this, don't you? You have no fucking idea. Well, don't crush it. Quit. Ah, fucking whining. I'll deal. You fucking better. Or I'll... Mr. Grimm? Holy shit! Ugh.
Keep going.
Damn, gotta hold on. Not ready for this to end.
This against the wall and then...
You said something better about... Okay. Oh, okay, okay. I got it. Well, we're gonna see it again. I know. They just go back to the
left. Oh, no. Torture. Gotta watch it again. Oh, no. Come... Go inside or see what happens.
No, I'm not doing that. I don't want him pregnant.
I don't think you ever get him pregnant.
It's
the future.
I don't know about that. Well, you're coming in her ass. No. He's doing it from behind, so yeah.
Well, you can still fuck a girl on the pussy. Fucking him from behind like that.
On your knees. Of course, Mr. Grimm. Wow, does that dumb shit actually work? Yes. A lot. Not the face. You're lucky. You were the one aiming. I was just there for the ride. Grimm, you go off like a fucking fire hose. It's like holding on in hopes it goes where you want it to go. Heh, sorry. Yeah, just let me wipe up. I'm fucking tired. All right, scotch. All right. Good enough? Enough. Good. Now shut up, sleepy. How does everyone do that? What the hell am I even doing? No matter what I do, it doesn't change things. I need to come up with something faster, we're all dead. And it's all my fault. Ellen doesn't deserve that. We'll see what the morning brings. Scene unlocked. During the night, the room fills with heat, waking you up. God, what the fuck, Ellen? What the hell is going on? Have to get out of here. Your feet hit the cold cement. Ugh. This isn't right. Where is everyone? Hey. Gloria? What are you doing out here? Gloria looks towards you but says nothing. I thought you weren't coming. Come on.
Witness this.
You and me alone for once? It took me a while, but I'm here. Yeah, well, with your record, nothing's a given. You're not letting that go ever, are you? Nope. And don't worry about Biggs. He talks a big game, but I think he actually likes you. What do you mean he's right over? Well, he doesn't hate you, and that's almost as good. Come on. Yeah, right. You never had to get the talk from him. I almost shit myself. I know, I saw. You were watching me. How could I not? Your face was adorable. Do you like seeing me in pain? Only a little bit. It's right up here. Okay, here we are. Something about this ain't right. Do you want to come in?
Of course.
Hold on.
Yeah, save it in case something goes awry, I guess.
Finally, class, pure class. Well, one, your dad's not here. Papa's never here, he's out with her. I'm sure they'll break up sooner or later. Can we not talk about them? No. Now, I have a surprise for you. Turn around. What? Just do it, doofus. Fine. Possible clue. Oh, wow, it's Gloria. Yeah. I thought Gloria was underage.
No.
You hear shuffling behind you. Stare at the poster, stare at Donut.
Turn around.
Stare at Donut. Where's the Donut is the bear.
I feel like...
This was the tour that was canceled, right? No way, I had front row seats. Papa got them for me. Oh, right. I must have forgotten. You can turn around now. You were good. Dang it. I had this all worked out and sexy-like, and now... I mean, you've been patient with me, and I know I'm not like Cindy, so... Cindy? Can you say something, or... Gloria, I think we're in another dream. What do you mean, Tommy? This isn't funny. I'm not Tommy. No, this is real. This happened. It was supposed to be perfect. It was supposed to be perfect. Okay, really awkward, but it has to be, right? I was ready for him to see everything, just not these. When he saw them, your ears? Just freaked out. I didn't mean to. I get that. I need to be alone now. Goodbye. Okay, we're gonna go back just a little bit. Just to see if there was, you know, something.
Let's say turn around instead of, oh, kiss her.
You're gorgeous. Really? More than really, because I know Cindy's got way bigger. I just, it's okay. You kiss Gloria and she tenses up when your lips meet hers. I think I'm ready, you know, really ready. Just relax. That okay? Yeah.
Keep going.
It's trying to push me towards something else, though.
Well, what's...
Tommy, keep... What in the... Your ears? Don't! Wait, you're not Tommy. No, I'm not. Then why are you here? This is private. I'm sorry, I have no idea. Get out, get out! Now! Ah!
Ooh, what the fuck was
did
that?
Did we... I don't know if we liked that one better or what, but we'll go with it. The fuck was that? Nothing, just a bad dream. Damn, I didn't know you had nightmares. Sometimes. Just go back the fuck to sleep. It's still early. Well, let's look at one more. There's one where it's like... This isn't right. Gloria, this isn't real. Sure it is. Okay, yeah. I keep thinking that... This is the way I'm supposed to go. Because you gotta understand, the paths I make determine the fucking ending.
Yeah.
Gloria, you poor girl. Ugh. Shit, that was a rough night. Wakey, wakey. Ellen. Since when do you sleep in? I've been up for ages. Are you okay? I guess so. You'd better be. That girl is counting on you. Yeah, sorry. How's she doing? Gloria's putting on a strong face, but she's antsy. I can't blame her. And the big guy? Not sure. I'm doing what giants do. And that is... Fuck if I know, Grim. He's probably setting up a perimeter. Keep your eyes open for tripwires and mines. Very funny, but just in case you walk in front from now on. You know they can't stay here forever. Any ideas for a more permanent spot to lay low? Permanent, not a chance. Not yet. But I have a few ideas that could work for a while. I know some people. I'll talk it over with Henry and finalize the plan. You two seem to get along. Seems odd. We have some common ground. It helps. Well, anyway, let's head inside. So that you know, she seemed a bit what? I don't know, just off this morning. Huh, well, she's got a lot on her mind. Just try not to treat her like a freak or special or whatever. But she is special, I mean. Fuck off, you know what I'm saying, Grim. Hey, babe, I'm back. Shh. Come on, move already. You changed your hair again? As you speak, you break Gloria's concentration and the cue ball darts through the air. Gah! Whoops, sorry about that. Ha, don't worry about it. But yeah, new clothes thanks to Ellen required new hair. I think they go together, right? Hey, I like it. Yeah, she tried green first, but I like her in red. Get a giant tattoo of a dragon across that cheek and that look would be prime as fuck. Yeah, don't take advice from Ellen. Which cheek? You got four, pick one. Maybe later. Anyway, Ellen, I was hoping I could have a word alone with Grim. Now be careful with this one. Not that he's not a lion in the sack, but I don't think you're ready yet. Ellen! The fuck? Just fucking around, I'll see what Henry's up to. Helen. There is no Helen in this game. Yet.
Helen!
He went underground. Seemed there's a subway tunnel right beneath us. Don't do anything I wouldn't do. So, yeah. That was awkward. Still is a bit, you know. I'm sorry. Excuse me. He says, I'm sure. I'm sorry. It's not your fault. It's crazy. It's been, what, 2 years now? And it still sneaks up on me. That night, everything changed. Whenever I dream about it, I see myself as I am now. I'm still me. I'm the one killing him. It wasn't your fault. Tell that to my subconscious. I'm just glad you didn't see the worst part of it. The look on Papa's face when he realized what had happened. You don't have to talk about it. Thanks, but it's somewhat late for that now. That's the thing, though. I didn't want to talk about it. Even Biggs only knows what happened secondhand. But why me? You have powers or gifts or whatever you want to call them. But me? Why are we linked? I don't know. These tragic moments, we share them. The road, that strange hallway. Now this.
Comforter.
So how about we make a promise? A promise? I'll make you one anyway. No matter what we saw or might see down the line, it stays between us. Do you swear? I do. Then I do too. No matter what happens, I'll get you out of this. I swear to that too. Well, I don't think I have any more boogeymen to dig out of my past.
Grab her waist. Hurt.
I can only promise you I'll do my best. Hey!
You might want to go back.
I can only promise you I'll do my best. I know you will. So, I am a bit hungry. For some breakfast, Gloria pushes away from you. Actually, hey, Ellen! Hey? You can stop listening now. I need to get out of here. I haven't seen the sun in days. I wasn't... Fuck, fine, I was. But go outside? Grim, do you think that's a good idea? Nope, but she is right. We need some food and the fresh air would do her good. So it's fine? I guess. I won't stop you. Cool. I hope this is okay. I won't draw too much attention and all that. Don't get too excited. Why not? I get to go out in the sun for the first time. It feels like what feels like forever. We did go out yesterday. That so doesn't count. Okay, if we go out, I have ground rules. That's fine. Just need some fresh air. Biggs is great and all, but wow, he needs a shower. Needs to get laid is what. Oh, gross. Mental image. I did not need. Ha, come on. Let's go. Earlier at Baynard Industries. Hope, you can verify that Miss White is not in the building. That is correct. Strange, where is she? Still, that does give me a chance to check on something. Something Grim said bothered me. Victoria moves towards Meredith's desk. Am I logged in, Hope? Yes, miss, running silent. Good, where's Miss White now? Unknown, she's not on the grid. At all? That is correct. What was her last location? Classified. Why is it classified? I can't access that. That was rhetorical. Hope, log me into Baynard's operation archives. Passphrase required. We are not interested in the possibilities of defeat. They do not exist. Logged in. Show me all logs of flights leaving in the last 24 hours. A U.S. Navy transport from last night. Hope, where was this headed? Unknown. Under her breath, where did you go? Very well, Hope. Access and copy any information on Caracas in the last 5 years. Caracas. Classified. Of course.
Caracas.
Shut up.
Let's get a mixed drink in Caracas. Sit under a palm tree.
Run program. Victoria's concentration is broken when she hears footsteps approaching the office door. Log me out, now. Oh, what a night. Ma'am, there you are. Victoria, what are you doing in here? I was attempting to locate you, ma'am. Your locator beacon was off. Just give me a minute. God, she's been drinking? You appear to have had a difficult night, Miss White. You have no idea, Miss Shields. Now, what was so important that you were on my computer? Volstock is on the move again, and with Agent Grimm. It's handled, Victoria. With all due respect, ma'am, Volstock has acquired at least half a dozen active ghosts, including Sonya Lord. Sonya, eh? Shane, I really liked her. Ma'am? It is of no consequence. As I mentioned, it is handled. We have no other agents who can activate. None of consequence, that is. We do, actually. Who? Hope has just forwarded his contact, his comm information. You'll be running the operation as before. Meredith, I can't be effective if I am in the dark. Just follow your orders and I would watch that tone, Mrs. Shields. I apologize, it's just... Sit down, please. Despite what others think, you're still human. We all make mistakes, dear. I simply expect less of them from you. I apologize. With Agent Lord's history, Agent Grimm's history, this was always a risk, though I still have faith he will come to his senses. This new asset is simply backup. I understand. Again, my apologies. No more apologies. You won't need them. I know you will succeed. Besides, how can someone resist you? And you know? And you know? These you wear well. You should think about wearing them far more often. That look suits you, by the way. Classic and elegant. Thank you, of course. Now, if you don't mind, have Hope send the details of the Vostok team to our new agent. I will. Get some rest, ma'am. Blonde again? Alright, some fresh air might help clear your head. Let you relax a bit. A few conditions, though. Like? Don't talk to anyone, don't make eye contact with anyone, and for the love of God, no showing off. You want me to wear a burqa, too? Less people can see me. I'm serious. I understand, but remember, I've been on my own since I was 16 and off the grid for most of it. Plus, this... I don't know if I'll ever get used to that. I don't know, it is kind of cool though, right? Kind of, yes. Okay, very. See? Who says you're a curmudgeon? Off the top of my head, Ellen, Doc, Sonya, most of my clients. Well, they're right, but thanks for this anyway. Oh, okay, perfect day, flat out, the real sun. No dust storms either. You gotta love this, right? A bit, but you are standing out a bit here. Remember what I said, now what do you want to eat? Anything but cereal, so over it. Oh, and no coffee, but I could murder some brunch right now. Fucking brunch, God, I hate that. Ha, what? How can you hate brunch? That doesn't even make sense. It's like the best meal of the day. Brunch is the worst, you know why I hate brunch? Because you're a curmudgeon. But no, why do you hate brunch? Hipsters love brunch. Hipsters love brunch. Always posting pics of their meals on the net as if their meals are special or something. Damn it, you're right. Hipsters do like brunch. Judgmental, pretentious, I can't stand them. Not to mention their fake sympathy just to get attention. Exactly, it's why they have brunch. The brunchy bastards. Shit, but you know what? Hipsters ruin coffee for me, but they aren't ruining brunch. Screw hipsters, but they can't have the best meal. Well, I tried. Still the oddest argument ever. I think if you hate brunch, you just haven't had a good one. No way. Come on, you, me, and Ellen are totally gonna have brunch. You think Ellen is a brunch person? She's awesome, so yes. Fine, you win. How about some noodles for lunch? It's no brunch, but it'll do. Oh, look at it this way. No hipsters. Exactly. Hello? Huh? Oh. Well, order?
Is that seat you're going with?
You want for that?
Gloria, how much do you think Henry needs? No idea. Maybe three? Okay, six of your specials to go. And now for a special bulletin from Los Angeles News with your host, Shanlon Russell. Oh, great. What do you mean we're live, you idiot? Ah, good morning, Los Angeles. In our first story, we have an update on the wanted fugitive, Gloria Connor. Lana's just gotten word the two law enforcement contractors were hospitalized last night in an attempt to apprehend her. Officials again warn that Miss Connor is highly dangerous, and if you see her, contact the LAPD immediately. Do not try to apprehend. With me now is Gloria's father, famed recording producer Alexis Connor. I didn't know that. If you could say one thing to your daughter right now, what would that be? Gloria, honey, I don't know what you've got yourself into, but people are scared. If your mother was still with us, she would want you to come home. I don't know the whole story, but I have the best lawyers in the world ready to help you through this. I'm sure it's all misunderstanding. I still don't know why you ran away, but I haven't changed your room one bit. Touching. Is there anything else? Just that I miss you, Gloria. Know that your papa loves you. Thank you, Mr. Connor. Now that that is taken care of, yesterday five police officers were injured in the protest just north of Milltown. Gloria, are you okay? That can't have been easy. It's fine. God, I hate that woman. Katie's not a fan either. Why am I not surprised? Katie is like the bizarro Shanlon. Or is it the other way around? Order's ready. Come on, let's get back. Probably taking too big a risk as is. We should get back inside. Yeah. Hey, Grim? What? Do you think Papa... Never mind. I mean, do you really think we'll get through this? I wish I could tell you. I just don't know. Heh. You're not filling me with confidence here. Thankfully, I have enough for the both of us. Heh. Come on. Let's get back. Damn, she looks hungry. How can we still have so many homeless? Hey, kid, here. It's not much, but it's good. Thanks. You're welcome. Feel better? Yeah, it's weird sometimes. I don't know if I do things like that to make them feel better or myself. Does it matter? Sure it does. Like if we do everything for selfish reasons? I think we do what we can when we can. Huh, I don't know. I see people like Ellen and Henry, and I think the good has to exist, right? You're asking the wrong guy. That was nice of her. Yeah, she was a nice lady. She looks like that famous one. Who, dear? The girl on the big screens everywhere. You're not mad at me for breaking one of your rules? No, I'm not mad, but you do need to be careful. Just try not to do that in the future. Yeah, sorry. No problem. Go bug Ellen. I'll see if I can find Henry and let him know we got some grub. Hold on. I'm gonna go back a little bit. Say nothing? Oh, hold on. Hey, what did I say? Shit, sorry, it's just... I don't care, come on, we need to get back. Sorry, I didn't mean to. Gloria, look, we have to be careful. What you did was dangerous. I know. But don't beat yourself up, we could all learn something from you. Look, I'll find Henry. You go hang out with Ellen for a bit. Okay, it changed it. You keep in mind, when she does do the nice thing, that's when they say, hey, that looks like the girl that's on all the screens.
Yeah,
and I'll bet they alert the LAPD.
Get some money.
Yeah, alright, let's see what the big guy is up to. Hopefully he didn't go from EMPs to frags. There you are, I was looking all over for you. I figured the girls could use some time alone, don't need me looming over everything. Just nice to see her happy again. Relatively, I suppose. So what brings you down here, Ghost? Just checking up on you. I'm doing alright, just trying to lay down a defense. Any luck? Not much. 3 ways in. Decent amount of traffic, especially here in the tram tunnels. Hard to keep a proper eye. Sorry if I came off harsh last night. Don't worry about it. Well, did you learn anything? No, but... But what? Met an agent from Baynard. Yes, that Baynard. Are you crazy? What if they tracked you back here? This is what I do. I'm not some amateur. Keep your cool. I think she can help us. She? Well, she is one of them. How can you trust her? I can't. But she's in the dark on this. I think if she found out why, she may become an asset rather than a liability. I do believe that. Sounds like a stretch. I hope you know what you're doing. Heh, so do I. Look, we grabbed some food. Head up when you're hungry. Thanks, just give me a bit. Just remember, Ghost, most people in this world are wolves. Don't trust them. Hey, that's why I got you. Wolves are scared of bears, aren't they? For their sake, I hope so. I like that Henry became a good guy, because I did like him.
Bears are scared of tinks, and tinks are scared of bears.
Finally, some food. I haven't eaten much since yesterday. Poof, brunch. Down the hallway, shuffling can be heard. Fuck. Target acquired. Engaging. The door squeaks open. But that singing voice, you may want to just stay on the guitar. I can't be that. Guys, hide. Wait, what? Fucking hide now, they found us. Already? But where do we hide? Anywhere. Come on, Gloria, under the bed. That's the first place to look. Good. Stay there, just stay undercover. Grim, I can help. Don't argue with me, not right now. Grim, how the fuck did I let you sucker me into this? Because you know it's right. Protect her, Ellen. Come on, what are you waiting for? More commotion along with voices can be heard outside the door. Grim, we know you're in there. You know how this works, so please make this simple and come out. Sonya, how the hell did you find us so quick? We found out your fixer was missing. Ask some of our bandmates. Some weird dude told named Thor just flat out told us. Didn't even have to pay him. Thor, you fucking imbecile. Okay, take it down. With a ringing clang, the steel door smashes onto the floor. More of these dumbass bots are on their way. Grim, just let us finish this job, then we can all go home. Grim, you retard. Don't cause any trouble. We're cops. Sonya, fuck off! Yeah, you kind of got your point across. Sonya, it's Caracas all over again. You need to understand, we can't take her to Meredith. That's impossible, Grim. Sonya, you have to believe me, it is, and she's proof. Grim, please. He's fucking lying, Sonya, trying to get into your head. Would you shut the fuck up, Tex? Fucking hell, I knew you were a liability. Alright, Rook, you're going in. Your gun lights up as the first ghost enters the room. Ah! Keep him coming. My leg! He shot my fucking leg! Why can't you believe me, Sonya? Even if it was true, Grim. It fucking is. You have no idea what Volstock would do to her. Tex, hold up. This isn't right. Not right? I married the jackass. I know when he's lying. You've grown soft, Sonya. If you won't do it, I will. Shit, Tex, they had to drag you along as well? It's Charlie, Grim. I'm from fucking Vermont. If I called you Charlie, would you turn tail and head back the way you came? Not a chance. Fine then, Brokeback. Oh, fuck this. Get him. Fuck me. It's over, Grim. Throw your gun down. Too late for that, Tex. Come on, man. It's just a job. Not this time, it's not. Now it's time for payday. Rook my ass. It's gonna be okay, Gloria. Trust me. Grim, 10 o'clock. God damn it. Holy shit, Ellen, stay down. You're fucking welcome. Just do it. You can't stay there forever, Grim. And where is your new friend? Clear his throat. Why did I say anything? Tex's head smashes into the concrete wall. Oh, fuck me. You never learn. Henry, no! I knew I should have shot you when I had the chance. Henry's hand grips tightly around Sonya's face, the pressure of his paw crushing inward. You won't be following us anymore. Henry, stop! That's my wife! The hell? She's your what? Please. Oh, fuck. I barely even felt that. Out of respect for our friend here, I won't kill you. Henry whipped Sonya to the floor. This is some prime fucked up shit. Fucking Thor? Forget Thor. Be thankful they didn't hurt the dumbass. What do we do now? Yeah, Grim, what plan do you have now? None, but we have to get out of here. More of them are on the way. It's her. Why is she fighting against you? Because it's her job. It's what she does. Well, what do we do with her? Help me for a second. You always have to be so stubborn. Damn, I wish you would listen to me just once. I should have told your hacker friend everything. Maybe you wouldn't be lying here. Grim, we need to go. Tram tunnels are down this way. We can't get anywhere with them. A lot of security, though, so be careful. Gloria, honey, stick close. Yeah. Still mad at me for helping out? No, sorry for yelling. You did good. Hey, you had bullets flying past your head. I get it. And by the way, yes, I might have fucked up because I didn't tell the hacker friend. There was a choice, and it was like, one is like, don't tell her everything. There is one. Because I wasn't sure. I didn't know much about her, so I wasn't just going to tell her everything.
Yeah.
Hey, you had bullets flying past your head. I get it. So the choices you make in this game do change the outcome pretty heavily. Come on, hurry. Damn, all this time and I've never come down here. Where are we? The tram tunnels. Are they going to follow us down here? Certainly, but we have a bit of a head start on them. Best thing they... Shh, quiet. Biggs, what's the matter? Whatever happens, I need you to keep Gloria safe for me. What are you talking about? Let's just get out of here. Keep her safe. Henry, you're scaring me. I know, Princess. Grim, I don't know what he is on about, but we need to leave. Now! Henry! The echo of metal on metal reverberates across the pedway as an unknown figure lands onto its cold surface. You need to run! The fuck is that guy? What the hell is that? A red moon! We're fucked! Get them out of here, Grim. It's time to face my past. Henry, no! The behemoth charges down the pedway, leaving you behind. The unknown entity's fist strikes Henry across the face with the force of a sledgehammer. Grunts in pain from the powerful blow. Ugh! What are you waiting for? Go! If you want revenge, you bastard, take it! Henry, get up! Come on, just finish it! What the hell? Why the hell is everything bulletproof? Aw, shit! Oh. Arrogant as always. Some things never change. Hurled into the bars, other than the echo of metal on metal, the red moon makes no sound. Go, get across. I'll keep this one busy for a while. But we... Just go, hurry! Come on, guys, let's go. But... No time, just go. Remember, keep her safe. I will. Ah, go! We can't leave him! Ellen, take her and go! Grimaces as she... That's one. Grimaces as she tugs on Gloria. Gloria, please! We can't stay here! No, I won't leave him! Under repeated blows, Henry begins to fall back. Ah, Gloria! Henry, fight back! Join your fallen. Henry! Henry's body goes limp as the red of his limiter dulls to black. Motherfucker! Gloria, please, go with Ellen! As your bullets bounce off the red moon, his focus turns towards you. Behind him, Henry lays still. Gloria, look at me, I'm begging you, we have to leave. I can't. What on earth? No, Gloria, not here. Ellen, get away from her! Grim, what's she... Grim, please, get up. Grim, get up. Ellen, fuck, hold on. Grim, I can't, please. A sharp pain rips through your back as you try to move towards Ellen. Don't blame her. Ellen. Gloria, goddammit, what have you done? Maybe taking you to Baynard. No. Commotion can be heard from the upstairs. Grimaces in pain. Ugh, god damn it. You're heavier than you look. Ugh. What happened? Gloria happened is what? Where is... Did Ellen get out? Let's just go. Grim, I'm sorry. I don't want to hear it. Stay here and hold them off or come with me. Lead on. Grim, slow down. We can go back for her. I saw her fall, but... I said I saw her fall. Grim, she can't know what happened. I know. And Ellen, she could still be alive. I wish I knew how. The three continue their way down the tunnel in silence. What happened? Ellen? The hell? Well, I'm alive and on a bed. Christ, Grim, this doesn't make us even. Commotion can be heard from the hallway. Looks like he's alive, too. Hey, Tex, get up. Ugh. Watch where you're going. We need to seal this area. You two, get these men out of here. Sonya, I'm talking to you, asshole. Not now. Get your squad and report to quarantine. Sir, there's evidence of a kinetic discharge in the tram tunnel. Incredible. Take me there immediately. Ugh. About time you woke up, Brokeback. Oh, great. I'm Brokeback now. Get up. The whole situation smells like a Venezuelan whorehouse. I said, give me a second, will you? This ain't normal. The fuck are all these lab coats doing here? How would I know? I'm fine, by the way. Thanks for asking. Cry me a river, Tex. I'm being fucking serious. You and I both know Volstock is a little extreme. They've got a fucking gunship outside. Like I said, extreme. This ain't a milk run, Tex. These are police bots over there. Yeah, so we know that V has that contact. Cops, corp security, and us. I knew this was big, but not this big. Sonya, we aren't paid to ask questions. We're paid to get the job done. And you fucked that up. Say that again. I don't have to. You know it. Your ass was on the ground just like mine. I didn't give up a perfect kill shot. Wasn't... Your entire team was told to report to quarantine. Matetelo por tu cola con mierda. She said something shit. She means, of course, right away. No, I didn't. I said shove it up your... Sonya, shut your fucking mouth for once in your life. Let's get cleared and get the hell out of here. Christ, fine. Chapter 6. The Rising Tide. We are officially halfway through what is available of this game. Philly, he's constantly working on it. So, you know, we'll probably finish it. Or at least finish what's done in a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
It's going pretty fast. But for now, this will be the Grim Lord, and I'm out for Grimm's Uncanny Valley with City of Broken Dreamers, which you can pick up on the Patreon or itch.io. All right, we'll see you next time.